Her broken green Luxin spears still glittered. Shards of solid yellow underfoot would cut through the toughest shoe leather. Scavengers had long since taken all the valuable arms, mail, and Luxin from the battlefield, but as the seasons passed and rains fell, more mysteries surfaced each year. That was what Kip was hoping for, and what he was seeking was most visible in the first rays of dawn. The wolves stopped howling. Nothing was worse than hearing that chilling sound, but at least with a sound he knew where they were. Now, Kip swallowed on the hard knot in his throat. As he walked in the valley of the shadow of two great unnatural hills, the remnant of two of the great funeral pyres where tens of thousands had burned, Kip saw something in the mist. His heart leapt into his throat, the curve of a male cowl, a glint of eyes searching the darkness. Then it was swallowed up in the roiling mists. A ghost. Dear Orholm, some spirit keeping watch at its grave. Look on the bright side. Maybe wolves are scared of ghosts. Kip realized he'd stopped walking, peering into the darkness. Move, fathead. He moved, keeping low. He might be big, but he prided himself on being light on his feet. He tore his eyes away from the hill. Still no sign of the ghost,